We are back from Christmas vacation.
By the way, we played this song, Bird Dog Christmas Party. Killed. People loved it.
Did it?
Yep.
Yeah. Horrible song.
Gordo's.
Everyone
really
knows it. Everyone knows it.
A few people I know that's still against this song.
So over the next few days, we'll be telling some vacation stories. It's my turn this morning. And we had a few weeks off. So something I've always wanted to do is spend Christmas in New Mexico. You know, I love northern New Mexico, Santa Fe, Taos, the mountains up there. And many, many, many years ago when we were in college, my parents moved to Colorado. They lived in a little town called Evergreen. And on our winter break in North Texas, I drove up there, and it was my first time to be in that area. And we were up there for Christmas, and it was the greatest Christmas of my life. It snowed, we were in the mountains, the town lake was frozen over, and people were skating out there, and they had Christmas trees all lit up. It was, I thought, this is the way to do Christmas. And I've always wanted to do that with my family. And the last few years, once we had our daughter, we were unable to stay in New Mexico for Christmas. But this year I said, we are going to do Christmas in Santa Fe.
And notify Santa?
Notified Santa.
Good.
And I've got some stories from the long road trip because, again, the girls flew and I drove. I was the pack mule. 7:35 on Thursday. I've got a lot of HSOs about that and stories from the road. So here in 2 days, I'll tell you about that.
Yes.
But this Christmas was the first one with our daughter, who's 3 and a half, where she really got the Santa thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for months, she's been talking about Santa. We've been using it as leverage to get her to behave correctly.
Okay. Sure, do you not feel any guilt about this whole thing?
I feel tremendous guilt about everything in my life.
Hey, anything you can use as a weapon against your kids is fine.
Including
Wait. What statement was just made by
psychological
you?
Weapon. Jeez.
And so she was really, really excited about it. And so I had to haul all the stuff up there, you know, to make Christmas happen. Up
you were
there.
Santa's sleigh in some ways?
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Interesting.
And first real big family controversy.
Uh-oh.
So on Christmas Eve, and by the way, my wife's parents came up and they were with us. We had a house full of family, and it was great.
By the way, that's code for Junior got an earful from somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
You talk politics with in-laws? That's always fun around Christmas time.
The controversy?
Yeah, the controversy.
No, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
No, it didn't have anything to do with that. The first family controversy was this on Christmas Eve when everybody goes to sleep and my wife and I say, okay, we got to put out the Santa gifts. And so
why would y'all, had to do something.
If you got kids in the car, turn it down.
Yes, you had to do something. Come on.
So I got the gifts from Santa that mm-hmm. I got for our daughter and I'm putting them out under the tree. And my wife brings her gifts from Santa
that he had mailed her to put under the tree.
Hers were wrapped. Mine were not.
Been through it.
And I said, wait a minute. Those are the Santa gifts. They look just like all the gifts under the tree. How are you going to separate those? And she goes, well, my family, Santa always wrapped his gifts. And I said, well, my family growing up, Santa never wrapped the gifts.
Yeah. This is a huge divide in families. It's really strange because everyone always thinks that Santa does it the same way in every household.
Yes.
And it's a real shock when you find out that no, families do Santa completely different.
Went through the same thing 35 years ago or so.
Just in our circle here.
Yeah.
George, how did Santa bring your gifts?
Unwrapped.
Right.
Yeah.
Santa brought my gifts unwrapped. Gordo?
Santa's unwrapped. Family stuff is wrapped.
Yes. That's how I've polled a bunch of people up here. Baldy, Tyler, Daddy. How did Santa bring your gifts when you were young?
Santa brought my gifts for my sister and I early. We had a special deal with Santa, or at least my parents did, apparently, because we celebrated Christmas at our house before we went to Indiana for actual Christmas.
I thought it was just wrapped or unwrapped.
Yeah. Did he wrap or unwrap the gifts?
Wrapped.
Okay, wrapped.
Oh, there
Tyler?
We go. There we go.
Wrapped.
Wrapped?
Yes.
Ryan?
Unwrapped.
Sorry
unwrapped.
For the exposition.
Okay, so it's 4-2.
We love you.
Here, I asked a few people also around the station yesterday, and they were all unwrapped.
Yeah.
And in movies, you see Santa, he puts things, he pulls the I don't know, a kayak out of his pack and puts it under the tree.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't have time to wrap that.
And I think, and the argument that I tried to make to my wife, and we ended up, she didn't want to unwrap her gifts, which I understood. So we had half wrapped and half unwrapped. But I told her that the thrill for the kid is the unwrapped gift, because you wake up, you're excited, and you peek around the corner and you see what you got.
There it is.
And you can start playing with it even before mom and dad wake up. And the wrapped
gifts. Done that many times.
The wrapped gifts look just like every other gift.
Yeah.
And so there's a specialness to Santa's gifts being unwrapped and an excitement level that is unmatched.
Sure. It's like you're writing ad copy here, but okay.
So we did both. We'll have to figure it out going forward. And of course, when our daughter woke up, she immediately went to the unwrapped gifts because she can start playing with them right away.
And then your wife's bitter at you.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But that's the thing. How do you manage two different family holiday traditions? Because there are a lot of other holiday traditions that we did differently in my household and she did differently in her household that we're going to have to figure out. So for a week.
Did your parents do the whole got drunk and forgot about Christmas?
No.
No, that may have just been my family.
No. For a week leading up to Christmas Day, our daughter had been asking me, it's going to snow on Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And because the whole fall, I said, hey, we're going to the mountains for Christmas. We're going to have snow and we can build a snowman. And she was so excited about that. Well, New Mexico got dumped on in November. They haven't had a flake since.
Oh, no.
It's really dry up there right now. There was no snow on the ground in Santa Fe. And even the ski areas were hurting. But I kept saying, yeah, you know, I think there's a good chance. I think there's a good chance there was no snow in the forecast. Well, the day before Christmas, they put a little snow in the forecast.
Christmas miracle.
And then on Christmas afternoon, it started snowing.
Oh, see, that's there? Awesome.
And I posted a picture of she and I out there playing in the snow on my Instagram.
I saw that. I gave you a like.
Oh, thanks. So, yeah, I appreciate that, bro.
Just something I did for you.
It was one of the best memories of my life because she was so excited and we got all bundled up and we went out there and we started running around in the snow. We were playing chase and it started to pile up pretty quickly. We got maybe couple of inches, and it was so great. And as I said on that post that night when I was doing bedtime with her, I said, do you know what my favorite part of Christmas was? Playing in the snow with you. I said, what was your favorite part of Christmas? And she said, opening presents.
Yeah.
Very different. Come on. Different reality.
But it was so great to get snow on Christmas. That's the only snow we had the whole time we were there.
Boy, that's great. That is magical, especially if you're a kid. She may say opening the presents now, but she'll remember that. Yeah.
Didn't we have a white Christmas here one time?
We did. Yeah, that was probably 2005, 2006, somewhere in there.
You're going to say the Super Bowl year, I know. That's what you always
say. It wasn't
that.
We're at
snow,
a Super Bowl party with Summer Uncle.
Earl Campbell was at my house, I know that.
And Marino.
But anyway, yeah, we got a white Christmas, and that was just really, really magical. We had a great time. We went to church that morning, a local church in Santa Fe. And Santa Fe is an older demographic. So the church that morning, our daughter wore her Frozen dress that she got from Santa to church that morning. And she was my wife and I were the second youngest in the church outside
of goodness.
Our daughter. It was a lot of grandparents. And
were you dressed as Olaf and your wife dressed as Elsa?
Yeah. But the church couldn't get enough of our daughter because it was the only kid in the whole congregation. And she was dressed up like Elsa.
Yeah, all those corpses were reaching for her adrenochrome or whatever that stuff is.
Everybody wanted to take a picture with her. So that was fun. And Christmas in Santa Fe is a blast. They do the Farolito walk, which are the brown paper bags with candles in them.
Doesn't sound like a fire hazard.
Up Canyon Road, which is the gallery road. It's like the main street in Santa Fe. And they shut it down for pedestrians. They have lots of fire bonfires and carolers and cider and chocolate. And it's really cool up there. The funniest thing, though, was this is a few days before Christmas, and we go to CVS. And she and I are walking around in there looking for Kleenex and cough syrup or whatever we were getting. And she gravitates to the toy aisle, and she sees this doll. And it's a little baby doll. And she goes, I want this baby doll. And I said, honey, that's a great doll, but Santa's about to bring you a lot of presents. I don't think we need to be buying anything right now, because you're going to get stuff coming up in a few days. And she looks down, and she looks back up at me, and she goes, I have money.
See, she's already learned.
And I said, you do? You're three. You have money? Where is your money? And she goes, in my pocket. I said, okay, well.
$5.29.
I said, I still don't think you should spend your money, if indeed you do have that money that you claim. I don't think you should spend it on this because, you know, Santa's about to come. Now, fast forward 5 minutes, we're at the register, and I'm buying her that
baby doll. Yeah, of course, you bought it for her.
You do what you got to do.
Just, yeah, just throw money at the problem so the tears don't start. Every guy learns the lesson eventually.
Very early.
Man, and this is probably, and I'll do this another day, we ran into some real roadblocks with her about taking a bath, which she's always loved, and now she detests. Sleeping in her bed, she now wants to sleep on the floor. I'm gonna have to talk about these battles at another time. But all in all, it was one of my best Christmases ever, just playing with her in the snow, having the family together in New Mexico, and I've always wanted to do that at Christmas time.
That's awesome.
And a three-year-old waking up to what Christmas is all about, which is, you know, material stuff. It was great.
Right.